Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 17. Tired of talking to a machine? In a consumer era which allows you to do everything by telephone except find a human being to help you, at least one brave man has decided he is not going to take it anymore. Paul English's moment of clarity came in March when he was being bounced around the automated customer service system of a mobile phone company. It was incredibly incompetent, Mr. English said. He was driven to fury by the customary line, "Your call is important to us," so often delivered to long-suffering customers by a supposedly soothing robot. "Yeah, your call is so important that I'm having a computer talk to me," he snorts. So rather than pressing a key for more options or simply screaming into the telephonic abyss, Mr. English decided to get even. He put up a cheat sheet on his website, telling readers how to subvert the electronic defenses of dozens of big corporations and break through to a live person. If calling a well-known credit card company, for example, he advises you to ignore prompts and invalid entry warnings, press *0 four times. In the case of IKEA, the appropriate technique is to hit zero many times fast. If you do it once or too slow, it will merely repeat the menu. For some other companies, the website provides the extension numbers of executives leaked by insiders. The cheat sheet, paulenglish.com, has become a sensation and made the author who runs a budget travel website an overnight hero of a frustrated age. He has been inundated with praise and, in a few cases, declarations of love. "I'm just shocked at the attention this has got. It's now a media furore," Mr. English said. Practicing what he preaches, he picked up on the first ring. He believes voicemail wastes everybody's time. The corporate response is still unclear. The cost-cutting advantages of automation are obvious, and companies have been trying to make their robot voices sound friendlier and more responsive. There are even experiments underway with smart systems with emotion detection technology programmed to respond to loud swearing or the mention of a rival company by transferring you to a representative. Mr. English is unconvinced. "I'm skeptical," he said. "I think it's just a bunch of hogwash, some clever technologist trying to sell me technology. They should just let me hit zero at any time to connect to an operator. Don't make me shout expletives at the computer instead." He believes there is no substitute for a live, listening human being. "It's a foolish mistake to try to save a few pennies, but annoy your customers in the process," he pointed out. Fin du texte numéro 17.